This weekend, Atlanta artists and writers will converge on Castleberry Hill in celebration of the humble, stapled-together homemade publication known as the Zine, short for fanzine or magazine. I spoke to one of the organizers of the Atlanta Zine Fest to find out what is keeping this medium of self-publishing alive.
This one is Atomic Heat Ray, which is a local sticker fanzine. But anyways, this one came with stickers that he made by hand.
I'm standing in Hodgepodge Coffee House and Gallery with Amanda Mills in front of a bookshelf stocked full of slim little volumes. Most are tellingly handmade, stapled together, photocopied onto printer paper. This is the Atlanta Zine Library, and Amanda Mills is its lone steward. Her collection covers a wide variety of subjects.
That ranges from art zines to per zines, which stands for personal zines. It's kind of like diary style. Then political, reference, comics, literature, and poetry.
Really anything that these zines' respective authors might be interested in. And that's the spirit of the medium. If you have something to share, you write it down, tape it together, get it out there. Do it yourself. Those familiar with zines may identify them closely with the punk movement of the early 1990s, when riot girl groups like Bikini Kill were encouraging their young female fans to make their own voices heard.
You know, they went on a blackout for media. They were like, we don't want attention for Bikini Kill necessarily, but we want to motivate girls to be involved and express themselves and start new bands. And they thought, you know, the world would literally change if that happened.
But zines date back even further. Science fiction fans were printing and distributing their own stories through fanzines in the 1930s. Closer to the present, there are a number of magazines as well as established writers who started out self-publishing through zines.
Doris or Rad Dad.
Bust Magazine, Giant Robot.
Maximum Rock and Roll.
Chunklet, Comet Bus, and many others. And today, a wide variety of disciplines are taking advantage of the medium's immediacy.
There are art schools now that are teaching classes on making zines. And at art shows, next to, you know, pieces that run for hundreds of dollars, there will be glossy art zines for $10.
Mills herself has been making zines since she was in the fifth grade. She says that her mother would take her to Criminal Records in Little Five Points.
Almost every weekend. And I was always a very avid reader, have always been. And so I was just drawn naturally to the zines selection, the comic and zine selections that they had there.
And reading zines quickly led to making zines.
And my mom would photocopy them at work. And it would just be like for me and my friends and my mom. But that's how I got my feet wet in the zine realm. And I never stopped making them.
Now, you may be asking, why go through the trouble of cobbling together a crude booklet that only a few people are going to see when websites like Tumblr and WordPress allow you to publish on the internet for free?
I mean, this might sound kind of trite, but it is absolutely empowering. And then there's this archival, collectible aspect because you have this tangible thing once you're done that you can be proud of and share.
And sharing that tangible thing is the impetus behind this weekend's Atlanta Zine Fest. Amanda, along with co-organizer Tracy Su Ming, put together a program that features disparate aspects of the city's arts community, all under the banner of Do It Yourself.
A lot of artists and record labels, Eddie Gonzalez, who does really cool print stuff, is also doing a workshop on button making. Chad Radford is going to speak about the avenues of print media and music criticism versus something like a fanzine.
They've also planned a wheat paste demonstration, a talk on the history of street art, a literary panel, and perhaps closest to Amanda Mills, workshops on making your own zine.
People are so interested in getting down with like a ruler and some glue.
It's one thing to gather artists together to talk about what they do. It's a step further to actively encourage the audience to participate and make something for themselves.
The medium itself allows for you to explore. That's what it's there for.
So as opposed to putting something on the internet where work is going to live and be searchable for a long time, the ephemeral nature of zines, their niche appeal, their short reach, is all the more reason to take the risk of putting yourself out there. Toby Vail, the drummer for the punk band Bikini Kill, called this the impetus of imperfection.
Because it is obscure and fleeting, always be generating new things.
And generating new things is how you get something, an arts community, or a city, or your creativity, to grow. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.